平安。
May peace be with all of you.
我们最近在读罗马书，快要读完了。
Recently, we have been reading the book of Romans, and we're about to complete it.
那教会里面这个读经进度非常重要。
And it's important that we follow the Bible reading process.
如果我们一天读一章啊，圣经大概三年读一遍。
If we read one chapter a day, in a year, we could in 3 years we could complete reading the Bible.
如果我们信主三十年了，圣经读十遍。
In 30 years, we would have completed reading the Bible 10 times.
那为什么读圣经这么重要？
And why is it so important for us to read the Bible?
因为神的话让我们有得救的智慧。
Because the Word of God grants us the wisdom of salvation.
也就是它会教导我们怎么在世界上生活，而且能够活得很有智慧，而且能够活得蒙神祝福。
It teaches us to live our lives in this world with wisdom and how to live our lives in a blessed way.
所以我们就照教会的读经进度，每天读一章，天天读，那我们的信仰就会进步。
Our faith will improve if we follow the Bible reading program and read one chapter a day.
那罗马书，如果我们真的明白里面的教训，第一个我们一定会信耶稣。
If we understand the teachings from the book of Romans, first of all, we would definitely believe in Jesus.
因为罗马书告诉我们，我们人如果要得救，只有一条路，那一条路就是信耶稣。
Because the book of Romans tells us that if we want to be saved, there is only one way, and that is to believe in Jesus.
那第二个，如果是我们罗马书，读得很深入，我们一定会在真耶稣教会信耶稣。
And secondly, if we totally understand the teachings in the book of Romans, we definitely will believe in the Lord Jesus in true Jesus Church.
为什么这样说？
Why do I say so?
因为罗马书，我们可以看得出来得救有两大要件。
Because from the book of Romans, we know that there are two prerequisites to salvation.
我们在一般的基督教，就是跟你讲，信耶稣就得救了。
In regular and secular Christian churches, they tell us that as long as you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved.
他是用罗马书第十章，心里相信，口里承认就得救了。
And it is referring to chapter 10, where you believe in your heart and you admit it in your through your tongue.
那如果得救这么简单，心里相信，口里承认就得救，那一定会很多人得救。
And if salvation is so simple, then a lot of people will be saved.
但是主耶稣讲，这个得救，门是窄的，所以很难进去。
But the Lord has mentioned that the path to salvation is narrow and it's indeed very hard to get it.
那路很难走。
And the road is hard to lead on.
所以得救的人不多。
Therefore, the number of people that will be saved is few.
那在罗马书里面我们就发现得救的第一个要件就是洗礼。
Therefore, as written in the book of Romans, the first prerequisite of salvation is washing of regeneration.
就是第六章。
As recorded in chapter 6.
那第二个要件就是圣灵的更新。
And the second prerequisite is the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
就是罗马书的第八章。
That is recorded in chapter 8 of the book of Romans.
我心里相信耶稣，我承认他是我的救主，这个是信仰的开始点。
So to believe in the Lord Jesus in our hearts and to admit it in our mouth, that is the beginning of our belief.
那我们信仰一直走下去，一定会经历过两个步骤。
And in our journey of faith, we will go through two other steps.
第一个就是要洗礼。
First is to go through water baptism.
第二个就是要得圣灵。
Second is to receive the Holy Spirit.
而且要被圣灵充满。
And to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
有了这个两个要件，我们的得救才有把握。
Only then, after we have satisfied these two prerequisites, we will have confidence that we will be saved.
所以如果我们了解得救的两大要件，第一个一定会在真耶稣教会，第二个我们一定会带领人进入真耶稣教会。
So if we understand these two prerequisites of salvation, we will definitely be baptized in the true Jesus Church and we will bring other people to come believe in the Lord.
我们先来看提多书三章五节。
Now let's turn to the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书的三章五节。节
Book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书三章五 节，请你读。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of Holy Spirit.
这个地方讲神救我们不是因为我们自己的所行的义。
Here it says that we have been saved by God not because of the work of our own righteousness.
也就是神救我们不是因为神看我们是义人啊，所以值得神救。
And we are not saved by God because the God deems us as righteous, and we are worthy of being saved.
啊，圣经里面说，神救我们不是因为我们比别人好，所以神救我们，也不是因为别人比我们差，所以神没有救他们。
And we have been saved not because we are better than others or that others are not as good as us.
啊，像保罗一个逼迫耶稣的，他是一个罪人的头啊。
As and Paul, who, someone who has persecuted God, he is the leader of all sinners.
那这样的人，神怎么会救他
？Why was he saved?
就是因为神怜悯他。
Because the Lord had mercy on him.
哦，所以罗马书的开始啊，就把人都圈在罪里面了、啊。凡是人都在罪里面。
And in the book of Romans, in the beginning, it has grouped all of us humans as sinners.
律法一讲明，每个人都是罪人。
And according to the law, we are all sinners.
那既然罪人，所以就需要救恩。
And because we're sinners, we need salvation.
啊，所以他救我们不是因为我们所行的义。
Therefore, we have been saved not because of our righteousness.
啊，不是因为我们修行好啊，所以神看重你救你，不是这样。
Not because of our good conduct that we have been saved.
啊，如果我们的修行好，神才救我们，那我今天在真耶稣教会我就可以夸了，因为我比较好。
If we have been saved because of our good conduct or behavior, then we, in True Jesus Church today, we're entitled to boast because we're better than others.
哦，其实不是这样的。
But the truth is not so.
哦，那神为什么救我？怎么救我们呢
？So how does God save us?
啊，所以这里借着神的怜悯。
Here it talks that it is through His mercy.
然后他救我们，第一个是重生的洗，第二个圣灵的更新。
First, it is through the washing of regeneration, and secondly, through the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以这就是得救的两个要件。
Therefore, these are the two prerequisites of salvation.
重生的洗跟圣灵的更新。
Washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
哦，我们常常啊要传福音给别人，一个很大的困难，就是现在的人哈。注重现实生活。
The major difficulty that we encounter when we're preaching the gospel is that people place a lot of emphasis on the their real life these days.
所谓现实生活就是钱赚多一点，吃得好一点，住得好一点，开好一点的车子，有好一点的娱乐假期。这个就是现在人注重的。
Their emphasis is being placed on making more money and elevating their lifestyles.
啊，那很多人就觉得信仰是追求一个不是现实生活大家所关心的。
And to them, the pursuit of faith is pursuing an unrealistic aspect.
啊，既然跟现实生活好像没有什么关系，所以就可有可无。
And because it is not relevant to our real world, then it is dispensable.
其实哦，如果我们圣经再很深入的看哦，信仰也很注重现实的生活。
But if we study the Bible clearly, we know that faith places a lot of emphasis on our reality.
啊，因为很多人他觉得我们的一生就是活在你眼睛看得见的世界。
Because a lot of people believe that our lives, are placed before our eyes.
但是信仰告诉我们哦。有两种世界。
But our faith tells us that there are two different worlds.
一个是看得见的这个世界。
One world that is seen.
另外一个是看不见的世界。
And the other world that is unseen.
看不见的世界就是灵界。
The unseen world is the spiritual world.
哦，所以信仰也注重现实生活，只是它把我们的生活带进到灵界里面。
Our faith places emphasis and importance on our real world, but it also brings us into the spiritual realm.
哦，那在现实的生活里面，我们的 的信仰带我们进到灵界里面，到底有什么差别呢？
So what is the difference if our real lives have been brought into the spiritual realm?
哦，这个差别就很大了。
There is a huge difference.
哦，主耶稣说，我要给你平安。
Lord Jesus say that I would grant you peace.
那个平安不只是在天国。
And this peace is not only that in heaven.
我的平安不像世界上人的平安。
Our peace is not likened to that of the earthly peoples.
世界上的平安就是生活很安逸，毫没有挂虑，这个叫做平安。
The worldly peace is to have a carefree and worry-free life.
主耶稣的平安是风浪中的平安。
But the peace from God is the peace in storm.
环境一直改变，但你心里没有忧愁，没有害怕。
Even through the change of environment, we live without fear.
就好像主耶稣在风浪里面可以睡觉一样。
Just like how the Lord Jesus could nap in the storm.
所以活在现实问题很多的生活我们的心里面平静安稳。
That is to have peace in our hearts in the midst of all the turmoils and difficulties in our real life.
事实上有很多人钱赚的很多，房子住得很好，车子开得很好，但心里没有平安。
There are a lot of people who do not have peace even though they have big houses, they earn a lot of money and they drive big cars.
那怎么办？要来救，追求救恩啊。
So what then? What can they do? They have to come and pursue after faith.
那现在的人注重什么？
So what do the people today place their importance and emphasis on? 好像今天礼拜
六周末。
Like today, it's the weekend, it's Saturday.
好像去 shopping。
People would go shopping.
到餐馆里面吃饭啊。
Or feast in a restaurant.
到海边里面去玩啊。
Or play at the beach.
这个叫做快乐。
And this to them is joy.
那信仰到底带我们到灵界里面，我们在追求什么？
So when our faith brings us into the spiritual realm, what should we pursue?
主耶稣说，我要叫我的喜乐存在你心里。
Lord Jesus wants His joy to dwell in our hearts.
让你的喜乐可以满足。
So that our joy is fulfilling.
所以主耶稣可以满足我们的心。
So the Lord Jesus can fulfill and satisfy our hearts.
所以我们活在现实生活里面，我们的心觉得很满足。
So living in this real world, our hearts would be satisfied.
因为主耶稣充满在我的心。
Because the Lord Jesus fills our hearts.
那如果这个心得到满足啊，
If our hearts are satisfied,
我们就发现我们对生活的要求就很有弹性。
So we are very flexible towards the goals of our lives.
高多一点，高一点，感谢主。
If we have more, then we give thanks.
少一点，低一点，也感谢主。
If we have lesser, we still give thanks.
所以上跟下我们都可以活得很喜乐。
So no matter how much we have, we still live in joy.
这个就是信仰带给我们的。
This is what faith brings us.
但是如果一个人没有信仰，
But if someone does not have faith,
他一直要追求外面进来的满足，
They would pursue after this satisfaction from
有时候就得不到满足啊。
These outward satisfaction, and sometimes they fail to gain it.
外面拥有很多，里面是空的。
So they might be filled outwardly, but inside they are very empty.
活得越久，心越虚空。
The longer they live, the more empty they feel.
又好像说力量。
Let's not talk about strength.
现在人活得很忙。活得很忙。
A lot of people lead very busy lives.
但是心里没有力量。
But they lack strength in their hearts.
所以一遇到事情就觉得我被压垮了。
So whenever they encounter difficulties, they will be defeated.
就睡不着觉了。
They cannot fall asleep.
那有时候就精神就出问题。
And then they will suffer mental issues.
但是当神带我们进到信仰里面，
When the Lord Jesus bring us into the faith,
圣经说神就是我的力量。
The Bible tells us that God is our strength.
保罗说我什么时候软弱我就什么时候刚强。
Paul said that whenever I feel weak, I will be strengthened.
我们的力量从哪里来？
Where does our strength come from?
我们的力量从神的灵充满在我们里面来。
Our strength comes from the fulfilling of the Lord's Spirit in us.
所以虽然我们在追求信仰，
So even though we're pursuing after faith,
但是这个信仰跟现实生活其实是连在一起的。
This faith is actually correlated and related to our daily lives.
而且这个信仰带给我们生活更平安、更喜乐、更有力量、更有盼望。
And this faith brings us more hope, peace, joy, and strength.
而且最重要的，这个信仰带给我们有更大的爱。
And more importantly, it brings us more love.
啊，这个爱是从神来的。
This love is from God.
那一旦有了爱，
Once we have this love,
我们发现我们跟其他人的关系都进步了。
We will realize that we have a better relationship with the people around us.
我们跟神的关系也进步了。
And we even have a better relationship with God.
这个是没有爱所做不到的。
This is something that cannot be done without love.
啊，所以啊，如果我们看到有的人一直强调现实生活，觉得信仰跟现实生活没有关系，这个是因为他对信仰不了解。
If someone stresses and places emphasis on real life because he thinks that faith has nothing, is not related to real life, then this is because he does not really understand.
正是因为我们要活一个非常喜乐、平安、满足、有盼望的人生，所以我们需要来追求信仰。
We need to pursue our faith because we want to lead a life that is filled with happiness, joy, and hope.
哦，那信仰的入门啊，我们刚刚提到是从信耶稣开始。
And this path towards salvation starts from believing in the Lord Jesus.
啊，然后接下去就是要注重洗礼，这个叫做重生的洗。
And the next emphasis is on baptism, which is the washing of regeneration.
那为什么洗礼这么重要？
Why is water baptism so important?
特别在真耶稣教会的洗礼。
Especially the baptism in True Jesus Church.
如果我们问，你们到非洲传什么？
If we ask, what do you preach in Africa?
如果我们到非洲奈及利亚的南边，是等于基督教的国家。
When you go to the south of Nigeria, it is actually a Christian country.
每一个村庄都有三个五个教会。
Every village has 3 to 5 churches.
到一到礼拜天早上啊，大家穿着白衣服到教会里面去敬拜神。
On Sunday, everyone is clothed in white and they would go to church and worship God.
所以有人问，那你到非洲去传什么？
So some people ask, what do you preach in Africa?
就是传提多书三章五节。
That is to preach what is recorded in the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5.
得救的两大要件。
The 2 prerequisites of salvation.
那今天我们像其他的基督徒也要传福音，你要传什么？
Today, what do we preach to other Christians?
他也信耶稣啊。
They also believe in God.
有时候他好像比你还虔诚啊。
Sometimes it seems like they're even more zealous than we are.
有一次我到韩国的餐馆去吃饭。
Once I went to a Korean restaurant.
我发现啊，他那个餐馆放的音乐是圣乐。
I realized that the background music that is played in the restaurant is actually hymns.
我们教会如果有人开餐馆，你看谁放的圣乐是圣乐。
If we,
放的音乐是圣乐。
If we have church members who operate the restaurant, who among us will actually play hymns in the restaurant?
然后我看到那个餐馆这个每个礼拜的开跟关的时间。
And I look at the operating hours of the restaurant.
礼拜天关门。
They're closed on Sundays.
为什么礼拜天关门？
Why do they close on Sundays?
因为他是很虔诚的基督徒，所以他礼拜天要去教会敬拜神。
Because they're really fervent Christians who worship God on Sunday.
所以不要想说真耶稣教会礼拜六，这个是很难的事情。很多很虔诚的基督徒，他在餐馆礼拜天是关门的。
So let us not think that it is indeed a very difficult task to worship God on Saturday, because a lot of other Christians also shut off their restaurants and worship God on Sundays.
所以很多虔诚的基督徒在其他教会里面也很多。
So there are many zealous and fervent Christians outside.
那为什么我们要传福音给他？
So why do we need to preach the gospel to them?
那我们要传什么？
And what do we preach to them?
我们要传得救的两大要件。
We need to preach the 2 prerequisites of salvation.
第一个就是重生的洗。
First, the washing of regeneration.
第二个就是圣灵的更新。
Secondly, the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这个是现在一般基督徒所缺乏的。
This is what is lacking among most Christians.
那为什么洗礼这么重要？
So why is water baptism so important?
我们看罗马书的第六章。
Let us turn to chapter 6 of the book of Romans. Romans chapter 6.
罗马书的第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse
3. 请读。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Or do you know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death?
第四节。
Verse 4, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also walk in newness of life.
这个从第三节一直读到第八节、第九节哦，连复重复一直提到死，耶稣的死。
So from if we continuously read from verse 3 to 9, it mentioned many times regarding the death of Christ.
哦，虽然大部分的基督徒一直在庆祝圣诞节。
Even though majority of Christians celebrate Christmas.
但是圣经里面哦，我们找不到一节圣经节要庆祝主耶稣的出生。
But we cannot find one verse in the Bible that records regarding the celebration of the birth of Jesus.
但是在圣经里面重复的提到主耶稣的死。
But the Bible repeatedly talks about the death of Christ.
啊，所以受洗是归入主耶稣的死。
So to receive water baptism is to
归入主耶稣的死。
To enter into Jesus' death.
啊呀，所以这个洗礼哈，有洗礼跟没有洗礼到底差在哪里
？So what is the difference whether being baptized or not？
洗礼之前，我是一个罪人。
Before water baptism, you were a sinner.
然后我从水里面上来。
And after the water baptism，
现在我是一个义人。
Now you're a righteous man。
怎么差别这么大，这么快
？How is the difference so fast and so big？
你进到水里面是罪人，从水里面上来是义人。
Before you enter, you are a sinner, and when you are raised from the water, you become a righteous man.
这个改变啊，就是洗礼的功效。
This change is the effect of water baptism.
哦，这个叫做因信称义。
This is justification. Justification by faith.
哦，也就是我信耶稣是我的救主。
That is, we believe that the Lord Jesus is our God.
我相信在神的面前，我是一个罪人。
We believe that He's our Savior and we are sinners before Him.
啊，我相信主耶稣有赦罪的恩典。
We believe that He has the power of sanctification.
所以在这个信心之下，我进入水里面接受洗礼。
And under this faith, I receive water baptism.
哦，从水里面上来，我就被称义，我的罪就被赦免。
And when I've been raised from the water, I have been justified by faith, and my sins have been cleansed.
所以为什么洗礼有这么大的功效
？So why does the water baptism have such a big effect？
我们回来看第六章。
Let's refer to chapter 6。
第六章的第五节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 5。For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
第六节。
Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
这个第五节讲啊，我们在他死的形状与他联合。
So in verse 5, it says that we have been unified together in the likeness of his death.
什么时候我们在死的形状与主耶稣联合？
When can we be united together with him in the likeness of his death?
就是在洗礼的时候。
That is during water baptism.
所以我们洗礼的时候为什么要低头？
So why do we bow our heads when we receive water baptism?
因为主耶稣在十字架上死，他断气低头。
That's because Jesus was crucified on the cross. He bow down his head when he breathed his last breath.
我今天信耶稣。
And today we believe in Jesus.
我受洗是要归入主耶稣的死。
We receive water baptism so that we will be belong to the death of Jesus.
所以我受洗的时候低头与主的死的形状联合。
That is why we can be unified together in the likeness of his death.
那为什么洗礼能有这么大的功效？
So why would baptism have such a great effect?
第六节
Verse 6.
我们的旧人跟他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝。
That our old man was crucified with him, and the body of sin might be done away with.
根据摩西的律法
According to the laws of Moses.
也是神的律法
Also the laws of God.
这个罪人，很严重的罪人要受咒诅，被钉十字架。
These sinners will be cursed and be crucified.
这样，神的公义才可以得到满足啊。
Only then, the righteousness of God can be satisfied.
因为神有公义，神也有慈爱。
Because God has righteousness and mercy.
那在神的律法，我们是罪人啊。
And according to his law, we are sinners.
所以我们本来要受咒诅，被钉十字架的。
So originally, we needed to be crucified and be cursed.
要在神的公义之下，为我们的自己的罪付出了赎价。
Under his righteousness, we have to pay for our sins.
那现在，主耶稣他被钉十字架。
But now, the Lord Jesus has been crucified on the cross.
主耶稣没有罪啊。
He is sinless.
啊，没有罪，他为什么跟强盗一起？ 强盗一起挂在十字架呢?
Why would he be crucified along with the robbers?
哦，也就是因为他担负我的罪、你的罪、我们大家的罪。
Because he was bearing your sin and my sins.
哦，所以圣经里面讲哦，为义人死是有的。
That's why the Bible says that we have heard of people who die for the righteous.
啊，为人人死，有爱心的人死，或者有人敢做。
We might have heard of people who die for others that are filled with love.
但是为罪人死是没有人做的。But
no one would die for sinners.
哦，但是基督在我还做罪人的时候，为我的罪被挂在十字架受咒诅。But
Jesus was crucified on the cross when we were still sinners.
说没有一个爱比这个更大。There's
no greater love than this.
哦，所以在我们受洗的时候，我们头低下来。So
when we receive water baptism, we bow our heads.
与主死的形状联合。That
is to be unified in the image of the death of God.
然后 我们全身入浸,
and we will be fully immersed.
就是跟主耶稣一起埋葬,
that is to be buried with Jesus.
埋葬在哪里?
Where was he buried?
埋葬在主耶稣的宝血里面,
to be buried in his precious blood.
我们洗礼现在都在那个旧金山国际机场附近,
now baptism site is near the San Francisco airport.
我们大部分人都在那边洗礼。
Majority of us receive our water baptism there.
也很多人去看洗礼的过程。
And we have many church members who go there and witness the process of water baptism.
洗礼全身入浸就浸在水里面了。
So we could see the full immersion from the water.
但是那个水里面有主耶稣宝血在灵里面的显现。
But there is the precious blood of Lord Jesus that is in the water.
哦，有好几次啊，在洗礼的时候啊，那个新受洗都看到主耶稣的宝血。
Many times the newly baptized members actually visually see the precious blood in the water.
但是到现在，我自己连一次都没有看过。
But for myself, even until now, I have never witnessed that once.
所以洗礼在水里面，洗礼也是在血里面。So
water baptism is conducted in water, but it's also in precious blood of God.
所以主耶稣在十字架上钉十字架的时候，到最后罗马的兵丁用枪砸他的肋旁。So
when Jesus was crucified on the cross, the Roman soldiers pierced his ribs. His ribs.
那就流出水跟血来。
And water and blood flowed out.
这个是神迹啊。
This is a miracle.
你想想看，如果我们的手割一个伤痕，流出血而已啊，还有水吗？
So can we imagine when we have a little cut, we often only see blood. When would we see water?
那为什么主耶稣的肋旁会流出水跟血来呢？
So why would Jesus' ribs have water and blood flowing out?
这个就是赦罪的泉源。This
is the power of sanctification.
所以今天赦罪在哪里? 赦罪在洗礼。
So the sanctification happens during water baptism.
这个是我们跟一般教会了解不同。This
is the difference between our understanding from other Christians.
基督徒就是，你相信，你罪就赦免了。Because
other Christians believe that as long as you believe in God, your sins will be washed away.
很多的基督徒说，你悔改，你的罪就赦免了。Many
Christians believe that as long as you repent, your sins will be forgiven.
但是圣经里面说， 相信跟悔改，这是预备。
But the Bible tells us that to believe and to repent, these are preparation work.
那我们的罪在什么时候赦免？
And when will our sins be forgiven?
在洗礼的时候，罪得赦免。
Our sins will be forgiven and sanctified during water baptism. Why is it so?
因为主耶稣钉十字架流出来的宝血，在洗礼的时候，在灵里面显现。
Because the precious blood that flowed from Jesus during the crucifixion on the cross, it will it will emerge during water baptism.
哦，所以它可以洗掉我们的罪。
That is why it's able to wash away our sins.
如果你读过很多外教会的书，或者你跟很多的基督徒谈，从来没有听过一个基督徒在洗礼的时候看到耶稣的宝血，除了真耶稣教会。
If you read a lot of publications by outside Christian churches, or you have a lot of conversations with other churches, you would have never heard of them experiencing or witnessing the precious blood during water baptism.
这个真的是太奇妙了。
This is too miraculous.
哦，真耶稣教会信徒，很多人在洗礼看到主耶稣的宝血。
Many members from True Jesus Church have witnessed the precious blood during water baptism.
又不是每一个人。
Not every person.
如果每一个人就是物质的血出现，
because if it is every person, then it is the material blood that has been that is showing.
哦，但是它是在灵里面的显现。
But this is an emergence from through the spirit.
哦，所以神开我们的眼睛，你就可以看得到；神没有开我们的眼睛，你就看不到。
So if God opened our eyes, then we could see it. If God does not open our eyes, then we cannot see it.
那为什么有主耶稣的宝血？
So why would the precious blood of Jesus be there?
我们看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第五节。
1 John chapter 5, verse 5.
请读。
Who is he who overcomes the world, but who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
好，第六节。
Verse 6, this is he who come by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth.
好，第八节。
第七节。For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Verse 8, and there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, the blood, and these three agree as one.
哦，这里讲借着水和血来的就是耶稣基督。
So here it says that the one that comes from water and blood is Lord Jesus.
不单是用水，乃是用血。
Not only by water, but also by blood.
就是主耶稣来救我们，不单用水，也是借着血，就是洗礼。
So Jesus comes to save us not only through water, but also through blood, that is through water baptism.
好，那为什么洗礼有水跟血呢？
So why would there be blood and water in water baptism?
第七节。
Verse 7.
有圣灵作见证，因为圣灵就是真理。
Because the Holy Spirit bears witness, and Holy Spirit is...
所以我们今天的洗礼是根据圣经的真理来做的。
Because the Spirit is the truth. That is why today in True Jesus Church, our water baptism is according to the Bible.
所以我们洗礼是奉耶稣的名。
So our water baptism is conducted in the name of Holy Spirit.
天下人间没有别的名我们可以靠着得救的。
There are no other names that we could be saved with.
耶稣这个名就是天上真神的名。
The name of Lord Jesus is the name of our Heavenly Father.
这是大有权柄的名字。
This is an almighty, powerful name.
奉耶稣的名可以赶鬼。
And through the name of Lord Jesus, we could cast out demons.
奉耶稣的名可以医病。
And through the name of Lord Jesus, we could heal witnesses.
奉耶稣的名洗礼罪可以得赦免。奉耶稣的名洗礼罪可以得赦免。
And through the name of Lord Jesus, through water baptism, our sins can be washed away.
因为有圣灵做见证。
Because the Holy Spirit bears witness.
所以我们在洗礼的时候就是跟主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And in water baptism, we are unified with Lord Jesus, and we together we are washed, we are buried, and we are raised.
我们回来看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
第六章的第四节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
我们借着洗礼归入他的死，和他一同埋葬，叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像主耶稣借着父荣耀从死里复活一样。
Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, and just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we should walk in the newness of life.
所以头低下来就是与主死的形状联合。
So when we bow our heads, we are unified in the image of the death of God.
全身入浸就是与主同埋葬。
And full immersion is to be buried with Jesus.
啊，我们从水里面上来就是与主同复活。
And to be raised from the water is to resurrect with Jesus.
因此我们的罪得赦免。
That our sins have been cleansed.
罪得赦免，人就不会死。
When our sins have been washed away, we wouldn't die.
因为死是从罪来的。
Because death is from sin.
所以罪赦免就不会死。
So when our sins are washed away, we wouldn't die.
因此才有说，圣经才说我们有复活的盼望。
That is why the Bible says that we have hope of resurrection.
啊，因此第五节，我们要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Verse 5 says that for if we have been unified together in the likeness of his death.
啊，主耶稣复活的形状就是从坟墓开了啊，然后他带有灵体。
So the image of the resurrection of Jesus is through the opening of the grave.
那我们一个问题就是，那洗礼完的信徒不是也有死的吗？我们还办过他们的丧礼呀。
So our question would be, don't Christians die as well? And we have also conducted their memorial services.
哦，那一个信耶稣的人死跟一个没有信耶稣的人死差在哪里
？So what is the difference between a Christian dying and a non-believer dying?
哦，一个信耶稣的人死叫做睡了。
Someone who believes that the death of someone who believes in God is that that person is entering a slumber.
啊，睡表示他会醒过来啊。
And by slumber, it means that they will wake up again.
所以我埋葬是埋葬他这个肉体。
So what's being buried is the physical body.
那有一天他复活，那个复活就是跟主耶稣的身体一样，就是灵体。
So this resurrection is similar to the resurrection of Jesus that is in the spiritual body.
因此我们去参加一个受洗过的信徒的丧礼，虽然依依不舍，我们的心是得到极大的安慰。
So when we attend a memorial service of a believer, even though we miss them very much, but we are greatly comforted.
因为肉体渐渐朽坏，到最后会死。
Because we know that our physical bodies will slowly decay and the bodies will eventually die.
哦，但是主耶稣再来，他复活的身体是荣耀的身体。
But the second coming of Jesus, it will be the body of glory.
那是非常非常世界上肉体所没有的。
That is something that our physical bodies would not have.
不会生病。
A body that will not fall sick.
不会犯罪。
No illness and no sin.
不会摔倒。
And that we will not fall.
不会犯罪啊，没有，这是好的，有荣耀的身体。
This is a body of glory.
但是如果一个人没有信主
，But if someone does not believe in the
Lord, 就没有这个盼望了。
There is no such hope for them.
所以我们去参加一个没有信仰的人，这个丧礼真的是很伤心的。
Therefore, when we attend a memorial service of someone who is not a believer, it is very sad.
哦，因为这个死是没有盼望的。
Because this death is without any hope.
所以是真的伤心。
So we are truly very much in grief.
因此，洗礼是非常的重要。
That is why water baptism is very important.
啊，它让我们罪得赦免。
It allows us sins to be washed away.
那我怎么知道我罪有没有得赦免
？And how do we know if our sins have been sanctified?
啊，比方我们现在，你如果要知道我有没有感染病毒呢
？So now, if we want to test if we have been infected with virus,
哦，就是有一个科学的可以测试吧。
So there is a test kit.
好，那我的罪有没有得赦免呢
？So how do we test if our sins have been forgiven?
啊，在使徒行传第二章说，受洗叫你的罪得赦免，就必得圣灵。
In Acts chapter 2, it says that when your sins have been washed away, then you will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在真耶稣教得圣灵真的是太宝贵了。
So to receive the Holy Spirit in True Jesus Church is indeed too precious.
这个代表我们的罪真的得赦，不然圣灵怎么会降临
？This represents that our sins have been washed away. If not, why would we receive Holy Spirit?
而且圣灵从我们的心呼叫天上的神阿巴父。
And this Holy Spirit from within us call upon Lord as Abba Father.
所以我们非常有把握，天上神就是我的父亲，我就是神的儿子。
So we are very confident that He is our heavenly Father, and we are His children.
我要回到天国，承受我的父亲为我预备的产业。
So we will eventually go to the heaven to inherit the heavenly kingdom that has been prepared for us.
因此，我们不但要持守在真耶稣教的信仰，而且我们要传福音。
Therefore, not only should we preserve this faith that we have in True Jesus Church, we have to preach the gospel.
唱诗。
Now let's sing hymn.
43首。
Sing hymn number 43.